Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Feeling about your wig the more the day goes on? You're getting a little heat for the wig.
No,
why
didn't
you have the curlers in there?
You know, not too many people on you people know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, because, well.
Well, yeah. Doesn't your shirt say Wern? Hello, my name
is Wern.
Like, for the same reason,
know.
I didn't know you.
Yeah, younger. Because it's funny, because I was at the gas station this morning, and somebody yelled, "Yo, Wern, where's the drop top?"
So they knew.
Yeah. I started to do the rollers. I wanted to do the rollers.
Yeah.
But the wig wasn't, I wanted a gray wig with the rollers, and you know, they're kind of hard to find. So I was like, I'll just do it with, he had his hair, because he had a couple scenes where he had his hair out.
Sure.
So I said, I'll just do it, you know, just look grayer. You know, he's still in the game. He, you know, got a beard now.
So here's the question. So you rolled through the neighborhood and the gas station into work dressed
just
fully.
Just like this.
Fully. Kyle, did you get dressed here with the full getup?
Yeah, there, I mean, look, I walked to work. There was zero chance I was walking through the city.
I probably would have, because I just, you know, I just didn't think about it. I was like, put the wig on.
I did pop the alien onesie on when I got here, but I am planning to drive home like this. I mean, I might as well. I'm not going to change.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, I'm not trying to get beat up.
Yeah. It would be amazing if you were just walking home, 20-minute walk, dressed as Woody. I think it'd be great stuff. All right, 215-592-9494 on a spooky Halloween Friday here. And we're after Myles Garrett. Look, apparently the Eagles, reportedly, according to Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, the Eagles are super hot. I haven't heard that term in a while for a
super
team
hot.
In a play. They're hot for him. They have the hots for Myles Garrett.
Super hot.
Yeah, I'm super hot for Myles Garrett.
I'm so hot for Myles Garrett.
We are as hot as we could get for Myles Garrett.
Said,
why aren't you hot for Myles Garrett? That's the problem.
See,
here.
That's not the thing. I'm not.
Just say
like
it. Just say I'm super hot for Myles Garrett.
I think
it's not okay.
It's not that I'm not. It's that
doesn't sound
I'm based in logic, and I'm trying to figure out. This just doesn't fit.
Sure does.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't.
It doesn't. Well, okay, let's walk through it. Because I think it fits if you open your mind to a different way of building.
My mind is super open.
Okay, so I think that if we had, well, we did have this conversation back in the spring, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point, I saw it a little bit like you did, that it was tough to see how the whole thing comes together with Miles getting the contract he was getting and what the Eagles had on the books moving forward, plus Jalen Carter. So if you look right now for next year's team, I'm gonna bring up two names and some numbers here just to work through this. On next year's team, the Eagles have $23 million on the cap right now allocated to A.J. Brown, and we anticipate, or we have anticipated, a contract extension for Jalen Carter, right? That would give him a boost in his first year, and then away it would go from there. So let's just conservatively say $35 million of next year's cap belong to Jalen Carter and A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure either of those things are actually going to happen? I'm not.
We're not sure about anything when it comes to the NFL.
Right, but
that's a fact.
So, okay, let's play off the idea that maybe those things aren't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Let's just use A.J. Brown. I don't think he's going to be on the team next year. So that money is not on the books now for $23 million for next year. Dead cap, sure, but not on the salary cap the way it is right now. And then there's Jalen Carter. If it's up to me, I wouldn't pay him yet. I'd make him wait a full extra year unless he takes a major discount based on what I've seen this year. So maybe they have more money to play with than we think they do, Hugh.
See, that's a whole lot of ifs and maybes. And
it's only two.
If I'm okay, you got Jordan. Let's not forget Jordan Davis. And they've already tendered him for this year.
So he's due 12 next year.
Yeah.
Because
they
gave
tendered
him.
Yeah. But if I'm Jalen Carter, and I would probably try, if I know, say for instance, this is a true rumor, I'm putting pressure on the Eagles to get my deal done.
He hasn't earned it.
But he still has flashed, and he's in a position where if he feels froggy, he could probably do that, and then he'll put the Eagles in a situation where they don't have that comfort of waiting around to see how it's going to play out because of what he did the year before.
Sure, but why am I worrying about that? So
well, we're playing hypotheticals. So that's how I'm looking at it. And the bottom line for me, Joe, is this. Let me say this first, because I see on the call board that there are some people that aren't understanding exactly what I'm saying.
No, I think they just want Myles Garrett.
people like good football players.
Would love to have Myles Garrett.
Doesn't sound like it.
But how does it work? And three first-round draft picks is a lot. And when you think about it, the way the NFL is built, this is an offensive league.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're upsetting the balance of power when it comes to this. And we have older offensive players that at some point we're going to have to replace. We're going to have to replace Lane Johnson probably sooner than later.
But at some point, we have to be clear about what we have on offense. We may pay for a top five offense. We haven't had a top five offense for years now. I mean, it's just like
Fair enough.
I mean, Howie looks at the numbers and his return on investment as much as anybody. And at some point, we got to reallocate that money. I understand it's a lot. I understand it's three first-round picks. It impacts the future. Let's not lose sight on what this guy is. He's the best defensive player
no
in pro football.
He's that. The money, it just, the feasibility of all this just makes no sense.
All right, I understand your point on that. Let's just go around the show and then back to the phone lines here.
Okay.
Let's just answer this question, because I think it's important to have this, our feeling on this out there. If the Eagles trade for Myles Garrett by Tuesday, do you think they would win the Super Bowl in February? This coming February? I vote yes. They win the Super Bowl
if
again.
If they trade for Myles Garrett by Tuesday.
And just to make it clear.
I think it increases your chances, yes. I'd give you a yes.
So it's a yes.
Yes.
Kyle, if they get Myles Garrett by Tuesday, do they win the Super Bowl this February?
They win the next two.
But that's it then. Then like we have to... That guides my decision on this.
I mean, we're not even going to allow a yard. How are we not going to win this?
You forgot about that. Not a yard.
Another yard.
Reminds me of the Remember the Titans scene.
No more yards.
None.
Not another yard.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, how's it going?
Anthony, what's up, pal?
Happy Halloween. Hey,
man.
Listen, I was just listening in, man, and I once you guys started having this conversation, I had to jump in. I'm a huge fan of Myles Garrett. I think that Myles Garrett, I agree with you guys, I think he's the best, not just defensive player in football. He's still dominant at 29, you know, and probably the best player in all of football right now. But the three first round draft picks, I'd be okay with doing that, right? I'd be okay with doing that for Myles Garrett. But we got to calm down on this Jalen Carter stuff. Jalen Carter's 24 years old, and we knew, Howie knew at least, the Eagles knew that when he came to the Eagles, he was a project. He was a guy that needed to hasn't grown to do, had to grow up. He's still going through that process right now, but Jalen Carter has a chance to be a dominant football player. So the Myles Garrett thing is great. I like the idea of it, but talking about like a 24-year-old Jalen Carter who does what he does in a way like we would be willing to. No, right now, Howie knows how to build them in the trenches on both sides of the ball without going out and, you know, pretty much letting go of our future to get a guy who's 29 years old and probably has – you know, maybe another couple years in his prime.
So Anthony, I understand what you're saying. I think I understand. And when I said about Carter, I don't want to dump Jalen Carter. And I still think there's defensive player of the year, you know, great potential in him, like we all do. But they could delay the decision is what I mean. Like, we just decided as a fan base that he's getting paid after this year because they can pay him as soon as this season ends. They don't have to, though, Anthony. They could delay it. They could say to him, hey, we'll pick up the fifth-year option, let's see how next year goes, and then we'll talk contract. And that, to me, would give them more room to operate with Garrett next to him for an extra year or two before that next contract kicks in.
Sure, and I think Jalen Carter, if he's smart, if he is growing and maturing, that would be fair because he did come into the season out of shape and he hasn't been as dominant this year as he was last year. But I wanted to call him. I'm gonna be honest with y'all guys. When I started hearing the Jalen stuff, where it's like, you know, maybe you know we don't think about paying Jalen. It's like, wait, what? This guy is a second-year, you know, third-year guy, whatever he is. He's 24 years old, and he's still growing. He's still developing, and he's going to be a dominant player as long as he has the right people in his corner. So that was my whole point. I wanted to call in.
Well, and Anthony, it's a good phone call, man, and we appreciate you. I actually think Myles Garrett could help Jalen Carter. I mean, that's – now, look, Brandon Graham's back, and he's a vet, but, like, Jalen Carter's
– vet of that caliber.
Yes, because the goal is to be on his level, right?
And aspiring to be him.
See how he works. See what he does. Because we're not around Myles Garrett every day, but obviously, to be the player he's become, he must put in a ton of work to get there.
Yeah, he's no joke, man. He's bona fide. You know, when you talk about his size and just the way he's put together, he's definitely bona fide.
You coming around yet?
No.
You coming around
come
yet?
Come on, like, Douglas.
Come on.
I would love to have him, but to me, it just, in the football sense, it makes no sense.
What?
But it doesn't.
It makes all the sense.
It makes so much sense.
No, because, see, you guys are leading with your heart. You're not really thinking about that. I am the only logical one on this station right now.
My heart says back-to-back, Hugh.
No, I feel you. Now, I want to go back-to-back, too.
Back-to-back.
It's not. It's like what
you're
proposing.
You don't want it as badly as we do.
Well, no. What you're proposing, I don't think, is feasible. That's the problem.
But it is.
It's not feasible.
But it is. As long as you're willing to be. Well, I disagree. If you're malleable with your roster.
But you're disagreeing.
If you're willing to pivot, yeah, anything's possible. The NFL salary cap, it's you can move things around, and that's. I actually think you're downplaying what Howie does best.
Well, I also I'm taking shots at Howie, but
wow.
No, what Howie does best is build for the long term, and like I told you guys before, that you seem not to hear.
You hear everything
is that
just disagree
that. We have been relevant for like two decades. Got that right. Not centuries, right? Decades. Decades.
It's definitely not centuries. They were not playing pro football centuries ago.
We've been relevant for two decades. That is way more you can say about the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. That's the most important thing when it comes to building a franchise, in my humble
the
opinion.
The bar is not the Dallas Cowboys.
No, but the bar is
We've
to be.
We've left them in the dust.
The bar is to be in striking distance.
The bar is
of
back
the
to
Super
back.
Bowl. And you are in striking distance of doing that
standard
now.
Standard is without the standard, Hugh.
Without Myles Garrett.
But we have
okay,
a so much better chance than Myles Garrett.
Yep. Are we in striking distance right now? Of going back to back.
Well, so yes, but I would say right now.
I didn't ask you yes, but.
Well, no.
I just asked yes.
Hugh, we just had this conversation the other day.
Allow me to treat this witness as hostile.
No, and
you
I wasn't
think
here
the
for
Eagles
that
were clearly the best team in the NFC the other day. Okay, if we get Myles Garrett, got news for you.
Favorite
in the
NFC.
That's a zooming ahead of everybody.
But getting Myles Garrett weakens us for the future.
I think
it does because the three first round draft picks.
Part we of are this, a better team with Garrett.
Hold on, part of it is how much do you think Myles has in the tank? If he's got three
he's
more,
he's been pretty sturdy too.
I know. If he has three, so look, we made the comparison over to Reggie White. Now Reggie didn't have 10 more All Pros in him when he reached the age of 30, but he was still a really good player.
He
had four from when they turned 30 on. He still had four All Pros,
dude.
If he has again, I'm not saying he's exactly as great as Reggie. People out there probably are like, oh, come on, but he's.
We
would be lucky if the three first-round picks we take combined to be as good as Myles Garrett.
Of course. Again, we mentioned earlier, there's a chance that one or two of those are busts anyway. I'm not saying I don't want to give away first-round picks for no reason. This guy's not a no reason. I'm willing to do it. And let me say this.
He has 10 sacks this year.
We've been playing around with the favorites, not favorites, what they are now. Hugh, you're right. They're still a very good contender right now. I'm going to flip one more hypothetical on you.
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay. The game next Monday night in Green Bay, okay? The one that the Eagles are slight underdogs in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Eagles would be as big of an underdog if the Packers never traded for Micah Parsons? I think he is what has tipped the
catalyst.
Right. Like, now we'll see who wins the game. That's that plays on the field. But like the difference in the Packers from last year, who the Eagles beat in the playoffs and were better than twice, to this year, which the betting market right now says the Packers are a little bit better. It's Micah. Like we could re-jump them. We could re-jump them and be the favorite in the NFC if we get Myles Garrett.
I am not as high on the Green Bay Packers as everybody else is.
But the betting market is. They're the favorite.
Which is fair. Yeah. Which is fair. But I feel like Micah didn't move the meter that much. They're playing well. They're 5-1-1. But let me look at Micah numbers real quick before I.
I mean, I do know they're top five in defense.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I'm saying. Top five? No.
Yeah, well, points. Well, okay, so I look at points.
I look at total defense.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jeff in Wilmington while he's doing some research. What's up, Jeff?
I would trade one or two first-round picks and A.J. Brown and Big Worm over there.
Oh, now we're putting together some trades here. That might be a poll question. Would you trade one first-rounder, Big Worm as Hugh, and A.J. to get Myles Garrett?
Six and a half. That's not bad.
Hugh, you look more like the two sisters that came to the door to ask Craig if you would compare for Joe with Stern.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would definitely do it because you have an opportunity to get the best guy. And there's a show I used to watch, American Pickers, and they always said if there was something that they found that was unique or they haven't seen before, you buy it. So I'm going with that philosophy, and I'm getting him, and I'm not really worried about down the road right now because we do have a chance to go back-to-back.
And Jeff, to your point, and to your point on down the road, Jeff, if he was 33 or 34 and you felt like this was going to be his last great year, okay. But when we talked on the offseason, I said, you know, he's getting close to 30. But watching him this year, I haven't seen an ounce of decline. I mean, he looks like he's got a lot left in the tank.
And Howie's clearly the best GM in football. It's not like he's the guy from Cleveland. Like, we're not going to get lucky here to get something like that. We have a chance to build a luxurious defense, I would worry about 2 years from now, 2 years from now.
And let Howie worry about it 2 years from now. And I think they will be able to do that. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. It might be worth the poll question. You know, is Hugh's anti-Myles Garrett take because of his luxury defense take?
I mean, no, not at all.
Deep down.
No, that was one of the first things that I said when we started the show.
Right, but now if they trade for Myles Garrett, it kind of you remember yesterday we said Kyle's take
dying on the vine?
Yeah, like if the Blue Jays close it out tonight, take the Phillies off the hook because they put an all-time Dodgers team, that is a dead take. If the Eagles trade for Myles Garrett, defense a luxury, not a necessity.
It would be on life support because now, like I've said from the beginning, that most people don't understand is that all your resources are allocated to the offensive side of the ball. But now they're starting to be allocated to the defensive side of the ball. So yeah, I give you that one.
It wouldn't be allocated that. It'd be mostly on defense.
No, I'm saying it would be allocated because the outlier right now is Zach Bond. That is the guy that skewed. The defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Yeah.
He's the one that got paid. So with Myles Garrett being here and potentially all the other guys on defense getting paid, at some point that's going to flip. But I don't think that's going to happen because, like I said earlier, this is an offensive league, and it's driven by points being scored and the offensive firepower that most teams have.
Right, so but if everyone is thinking that way, the team that plays the best defense tips the scales.
And you know what? You know what's funny? Even last year, and you see more teams doing it this year, the running game has become more prevalent in the NFL.
And he stops the
this
run.
Year.
Myles Garrett this does both.
Year. I mean, my point still is valid that it's still the offense that is powering the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, this is about the luxury necessity thing?
Of course it is. I mean, it's...
No, it's not.
It's on life support. Every minute this rumor's out there.
I try to be a professional every day.
Yeah, well.
Doesn't work.
You guys
look at us.
Poke holes in my...
You know, the professional thing.
Is out the window today.
Come on.
I mean, I'm wearing a onesie here.
We look like
one. I have a wig on. I have a wig on. Yeah.
Well, so here's what we could do next week. We could have a great celebration on Tuesday when they get Myles Garrett. And then I think maybe Thursday of next week, we have the funeral.
We have the take funeral.
If that is the case, if this happens, I'll be for it. And okay. I'll even eulogize the take. the fire take that
you
I've
standing
had
up and eulogizing your own take would be awesome.
Did me for all these seasons. I'll give it up because now I am etched into the annals of historic take history.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I mean, if it died 3 years in.
Here lies Hugh Douglas's take.
Yeah, 3 years in. This take sustained this man and had people live rent-free.
You know
in
how
folks' heads for years.
You know how we have the WIP Hall of Fame out there?
Yeah.
We need a cemetery. We need a take cemetery in back. And we could all put our worst takes out there.
We'd all get plots of land.
It lived in infamy in folks' heads for years.
Yeah, well, it was ridiculous. Tyler in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Tyler.
Joe, Hugh, Kyle, we live, we hot.
What's up, Tyler? Wow, taking out Mandy and Deptford. Yeah.
Hey, Hugh, Joe, I'm sorry I missed y'all yesterday. I had to work, but I'm like, man, y'all were right down the street at Klondike Cakes, which was great. So hope to see y'all.
Well, we're going to be down in Delaware again soon.
Yeah, we got to go down there.
We'll tell everyone when that's going to be. Tyler, what are you feeling? You want Myles Garrett?
Joe, absolutely, which we still got to do the Hugh Douglas lookalike contest, Joe. But I told Kyle, I said that when you talk about a quote, which he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I appreciate your takes as somebody who played. You know this quote from guys like B. Dawk and Bill Parcells. Availability is the best ability.
Yes.
When I think about Myles Garrett, all right, we need to get Kyle to play Willie Nelson's On the Road Again, because I don't think you are truly embracing the idea, Hugh, of what back-to-back means. Back-to-back means that we got to get the best talent possible. Best talent possible.
Embrace it, Hugh. Tyler's cooking here, man.
Santa Clara, all right? That quote means that even the most skilled individuals are useless if they are not present or reliable when needed. I'm talking about Myles Garrett, somebody who can not only mentor Jalen Carter, but that instantly becomes a difference maker on your defense. Your defense is already good on the back end. It's going to be upgraded adding him.
Cook, Tyler. Tell him, explain football to Hugh Douglas, please. He doesn't get it.
What amazes me about Myles Garrett is Myles Garrett did those five sacks with a bad line, with a bad football team. So can you imagine embracing a winning culture? And I thought about this while on hold. When I think about a guy like Jalen Carter, yes, he's young. Yes, he's immature, as all of us are in our 20s. Even I can attest to that.
Or 30s or 50s.
20s. Yeah, well into our 50s.
But the point is that when I look at a guy like Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett is hungry. Myles Garrett wants to win. He hasn't got
Wait a minute, hold up, Tyler. That's why I got to stop.
He did take the money in Cleveland.
Tyler, I love you to death, bro, but he took the money. He really cried about getting out, and he took the money. So he hungry to get paid.
Dump that, Kyle. Dump it.
As is anybody.
Nobody
all
hears that.
Of us want to make that bread to support the family.
That's right.
No, I get it.
Tyler, here's what it was. A great phone call. He went NBA on everyone. He took the money. Then he's going to get himself out of it. Listen, of all the people here, you can appreciate getting your money, right?
I do.
Well, then don't rip the guy for it.
But you know what?
Hugh Douglas rips Myles Garrett. Hugh Douglas doesn't believe in Harry Roseman. All the podcast titles today are going to be fire.
Does she do anything for us?
I have an analogy, and I just thought about it, and it just made me laugh. And Tyler, I love you, but you, Kyle, and Joe are the guys. And I know y'all don't really go to the strip club like that.
Excuse us?
But y'all the type of dudes that go to the strip club and y'all think the girls actually like y'all. That's what y'all
are.
No, I'm just saying.
You broke the guy's heart.
No, y'all go in there and she tells you, hey, she called you cutie. She sits on your lap and she twirls her finger in your hair.
Yeah.
First thing you know, you go into the ATM machine asking her out for a date when she get off work.
So I love the analogy. I appreciate it. How does that apply here?
No, I'm saying.
I don't care if Myles Garrett likes me or not. Put Midnight Green on and go sack Jordan Love.
Because here's the tie-in.
Go get him.
Because you hear one rumor.
No, this is multiple. This happened in the offseason, too.
No, I'm just saying.
We've been chasing this one for a while.
About Myles Garrett being linked to the Eagles. And y'all ready to push all the chips into the middle of the table.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Absolutely.
We're hot for Myles Garrett, Hugh.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all running straight to the ATM. Y'all going to the King of Diamonds. She sit on your lap. You going straight. Wait, excuse me, miss. I'm going. Let me go to the ATM.
So hard.
215-592-9494. Would you trade 3 first for Myles Garrett? I would, regardless of Hugh's analogy there. I'm hot for Myles. Rumor has it the Eagles are too.
We're pursuing this stripper, Joe.
This one's different. This one's different.
All right, dear Woody, I see you.
That might get clipped.
Again, this is a family show. All right, what are they saying in Cleveland about this trade? Well, let's hear from a clown up there next. That's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, future Eagle.
Future Eagle right here.
I mean, wouldn't it come full circle?
That was crazy.
Months after the afternoon show down on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, Chance, for your future Eagle, at Myles Garrett as he walked past. And the best part of that video, if you ever saw the video, was he turned right around. He was walking
and
past those
smiling,
guys.
And he was smiling, cheesing.
Well, you know why?
Yeah, because he was thinking about it.
He knows. Myles Garrett's destined to be an Eagle. Let's just call it for what
then
it is.
Then he took the money.
Sure, he took the money. He can still get his way here. Of all the people, didn't you go to Jacksonville and end up back here anyway?
Yeah, I did.
You should appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man, what are we paying for?
I definitely do. I definitely appreciate it.
So come around on this.
I just don't see this happening with, you know, everything that's going on. I just don't see this being a legit story something that's going to happen.
Which side? All right, let's play it out for a second. Which side do you think would back away from the table? Let's say the rumor out there, again, Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, reporting that it's out there in NFL circles that the Eagles would be willing. They're super hot for Myles Garrett, and they'd be willing to trade 3 first-round picks to get him. Hugh, let's say that is there's reality rooted in it. Which side do you think backs away and says, I can't? Like, who's the one that walks away from the table if that offer is out there? Is it the Eagles saying, now that I think about it, it's too much? Or is it the Browns saying, we can't take it?
I would say Cleveland.
Really?
Because of the, like, there's a lot that goes along with this, and you have to kind of follow the money trail. That's why when this came down and people were talking about it, I thought long and hard about it, because a few months ago, about a year ago, there were some talks about moving the stadium, right?
Yeah.
To
Cleveland Heights or something?
Somewhere in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And they had these whole renders of how they were going to move the city into the suburbs. I can't remember if it was shot down or not, but that was a big to-do in Cleveland.
Oh, I think they're getting it. I think they're getting the stadium.
And even though Myles Garrett is not a factor in that, because about time it'll be built, he'll probably be, you know, getting ready for his Hall of Fame induction. I can't see them doing that and having that stain on the organization. You know what I mean? It's bigger. Like, sometimes, even though we're caught in what we want to do, you have to step back and look at the bigger picture. And I think that for the Cleveland Browns, this would be foolish, because they just bend over backwards for the guy because they didn't want him to leave.
So you're right, but I think they have to re-kind of calculate where they are. I mean, they're years away.
They are.
So I actually think the only way that he can actually, his legacy there could be the play he put on the field for 8-10 years, right? But also, if they turn 3 first-round picks that they get for him into their next core of star players and they win, everyone wins. Like, I actually view this as a win-win. Let's hear this morning, and if you're watching with us on YouTube, first of all, you see our incredible costumes here today, but you'll also be able to see this. Our buddies over in 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, their morning show, Ken Carman, you'll hear his rant, and you'll see it if you're watching. He is a clown this morning. Here is Ken Carman ranting about why I believe he thinks the Browns should do it. Here it is.
Well, because I didn't think it was going to make the situation any better in December, for crying out loud. And yeah, if you want to talk about flip-flops, I don't think I've always just wanted to trade Myles Garrett. And right now I'm sitting in the middle of a hellish season. And when I see 3 first-round picks coming up, I look at an opportunity to make my team younger and to make my team better in the future. Because there's plenty of teams that somehow don't have Myles Garrett and they go to the playoffs every year. So I know I have to get more good players. And I'm tapped out. I'm tapped out on my offensive line. I'm tapped out on my defensive. I'm tapped out at linebacker for the most part. Secondary is going to have to come back around again, because how long is Devin Bush going to be great for me? So a wide receiver, for the love of everything, this is the worst wide receiver room I think you've seen since the fans been going.
Well, we've had some bad ones.
So I have to replenish
Dwayne Bowe and Kenny
all
Britt.
This. And so if I get 2 first-round picks over the next 4 years, if I can stagger this out, like, guys, I have to consider this. Because you guys are the general managers. We are the general managers who cannot be fired from this football team.
He gets it. I mean, he's basically saying he didn't want to trade the guy, but now that he watches their team this year, they have no way out. I mean, they're in hell. I mean, the Browns are in hell. This is a way out. It is a way out. Again, I'm just going to say it this way. If the Eagles get this guy, I put them as the favorite to win the Super Bowl. That is back-to-back, and we're talking about a dynasty here. I know cap ramifications, first-round pick ramifications, all this stuff that logical Hugh Douglas keeps bringing up. Meanwhile, I'm talking about stacking Lombardis. Us taking a trip out, Hugh, to Santa Clara in February. Meanwhile, you're worried about future draft picks. Some kid that's in high school right now is supposed to worry about.
Pencil pusher Douglas.
Come on.
Today.
No, it's not that.
It is.
And I was just looking at, like, it makes no sense for the Cleveland Browns, because, like I said, they bent over backwards to get him. And then I was also looking, like, at the history of the NFL and how many teams have had 3 first-round draft picks, and it's really worked out for them. It was in 2020. Was it the Miami Dolphins, Las Vegas Raiders, and the New York Giants? And look at where all 3 of those teams are.
Sure, but they're getting nowhere with Garrett anyway.
No, but what I'm saying is this. Look at what I'm showing you, Joe. You have 3 teams right now that are still irrelevant.
Yeah.
And they had 3 first-round draft picks.
Yeah, but that's because they spent their money poorly.
No, but, and not only that, if we give away our draft picks, we become one of those three irrelevant teams.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I mean,
Joe, Miami Dolphins, what have they won? What playoff games have they been a part of?
The Eagles.
The Miami Dolphins.
I don't care about the Dolphins. Just fired their GM, by the way.
Yeah, but the Eagles have a better infrastructure. Like, they once here took, who was his name? Andre Dillard in the first round to be their future left tackle because Jason Peters was aging out.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bust. They got Jordan Mailata in the seventh round.
I totally understand.
Like,
that.
The idea of the Eagles will become the Dolphins if they don't have three first-round picks.
The bottom line I'm making is this. Those three teams had those picks, and it didn't make them better, right?
Yeah.
It didn't make them better.
So, but you mean saying that from the Eagles' perspective?
From
or
the
Browns?
Eagles' perspective, you draft better, and you're putting yourself in better position to be a successful team by the way you've been drafting. And part of that is because the draft picks that you have.
I agree with that.
Talking about Quinyon Mitchell.
Yep.
We're talking about Nolan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot the other third pick that we've had over the last 3 years.
Jalen
Carter. Thank you. That's what we're talking about.
So, all right, I'm glad you brought up Nolan Smith. He is a part of this that we haven't brought up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Up today. And look, I like Nolan. I've liked him since the moment they drafted him. We had him on the morning after they drafted him. You know what else I think is might be part of the reason the Eagles are entertaining this?
Because he's not what
he
thought he was.
He can't stay healthy. I mean, Nolan...
Your biggest asset is your availability.
Let's call Nolan Smith's career for what it is. And I know you've been a fan of his. You compared him to Robert Mathis, right? Like, there is a path in the next 5 years where Nolan Smith becomes a perennial Pro Bowler. There's also a path where he can't stay on the field. He's had, in 3 years, right? 2023, 2024, 2025. How many stretches has Nolan Smith had where he looks like a star? I would say one, and that was from
Super Bowl when Super Bowl run,
right? Like from I would say the end of November last year through the Super Bowl, he looked like a first round pick. Unfortunately, he was banged up, didn't play much in his rookie year. This year, he can't stay on the field. He has zero sacks as we enter November. I like Nolan Smith, but part of the issue is we have no edge rusher we could count on. None.
Yeah, but and you know my retort to that would be that we really had not too many guys that we were considered like world beaters at the position last year, and we still were able to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, so you're right, world beaters, but Josh Sweat, you could count on Josh Sweat.
Yeah, he was pretty reliable, but he became more reliable towards the latter part of the season than he was at the beginning of the season. Because I remember having conversations about where's the pass rush and where are these guys coming along. So you also have to look at the way the Eagles feel like they are built and the way that they've gotten to where they've gotten to. Like, again, would love to have Myles Garrett.
Mm.
But the price to me is too steep.
Isn't it? Does it not say something to you that they are seriously involved in the Parsons thing and this thing?
It feels like, because you gotta kick the tires.
Read the tea leaves.
No, but the tea leaves are telling me that they have watched Jalix Hunt and Nolan
be like they ain't them dudes,
right? Or they're just not sure, and that's okay. Like,
I mean, that's fair.
We every team does this, right? Like, what you feel about a young player at the beginning versus years later, your mind changes, right? Like, if Nolan Smith was healthy and had seven sacks already, I don't think this is big of a conversation.
Mm-mm.
But he's not, and again, as a team, we have three sacks from edge guys currently on the roster. Three. 1.5 of our 4.5 walked out the door with Za'Darius Smith. Let's go to John and Brimo. What's up, John?
Listen, guys, thank you very much for taking my call.
You got it, John.
And in my opinion, this is an example of one of those things where you guys need to listen to the expert in the room, and the expert in the room is you. You has played with younger guys, with older guys, and he knows what it's like. I think you need to, you keep accusing him of being the only logical one in the room. I think he's the one who has the best insight in the room. And I'm coming down with you on this.
And what, John? I appreciate you.
So, John, besides just siding with him because he played, like, what about his logic do you agree with?
I think he's right about it's just too much to give up. And you're potentially mortgaging the future for, like, so many of us as younger people
want
immediate gratification of another Super Bowl, but then we're where are we 3 years from now?
So, John, I think it is a fair counter to bring up. I would wonder this though, John, and I don't know the answer. I'm just giving you my perspective as a fan.
Sure.
I wonder what the priority is for Howie and Jeff. They've already won two Super Bowls. They have become one of the best and most consistent organizations in pro football. From my perspective, the next level to greatness is a dynasty, and to go back-to-back. And if that means the 2030 Eagles may have to rebuild, I wonder if that would be something that they would look at and say, okay, we'll deal with it then.
Well, that's a fair point, too. It's just that I get back to something you said a few minutes ago, and that is that Howie's strength has been to play the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe he's not the kind of guy to change from that. I mean, I don't think any of us have any fine fault with Howie, but, I just think, I think you have the insight here and the inside track on what this is really about.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You got it, John. We appreciate the phone call. Good phone call. I mean, John, good phone call.
It's the mortgaging the future thing. Because can we go to the extreme that just happened a few years ago with the LA Rams?
Mm-hmm.
Who did, how many first round picks did they give up?
They gave up for was it Stafford, right?
Goff.
Yeah. No, they got rid of Goff to get Stafford.
That entire year was the FN picks thing by Les Snead.
But it started with Goff. I think from the time Goff was drafted through them getting mm-hmm. Stafford, they went like 8 years without a first-round pick.
Okay, mm-hmm. And now it's been 4 or 5 years since they won that Super Bowl? Still very much a contender.
They're relevant. That's a good pull.
They are
fine. Good pull. But Kyle, that's the chance that you always take.
I'm totally willing to take that.
I think we overrate draft picks a little bit.
And that's why, I am not that risk averse. Well, I guess I am risk averse. I'm not trying to take a risk. Yeah, I am risk averse. Because I look at it, and that's why last night when I thought about it, I'm like, okay, what type of sense does that make? Because for me, in situations like this, it has to line up. And it just doesn't.
So let's just flesh out with the point Kyle made there. From 2017 until 2024, the Rams had one first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
They went 8 drafts with one first round pick.
And they maintain a certain status, a form of relevancy too.
In that span, if I'm correct, I believe the Eagles and Rams went to the same amount of Super Bowls. Right? Like the Eagles.
That's a good point.
Like, or I guess the Eagles went to 3 if you include last year, but through 23. They both went to 2 Super Bowls in that span. They both won one.
I mean,
that's
a good point.
They were both two of the best teams in the NFL. They did it in different ways. Again, it's almost like you have to pick and choose what the priority is. And for me, in the middle of this season, the priority is winning this Super Bowl. So that 2 years from now matters less than how much this matters.
I would say not so much your priorities, but what are you comfortable with?
Yeah.
It's almost like when you go to a dealership and you negotiate the price for a car. Like, what is the price that you're comfortable paying or willing to pay? Because, you have some people that when they go into the dealership, it doesn't matter. They want the car. They're going to get the car regardless of what the deal is. And for me, it doesn't line up because you're trading away the 3 first-round draft picks and you're putting yourself in a position where you still got to pay some of these young Thundercats and you got a ton of money on the other side of the ball.
Unless you have already started to decide that the guys that you already thought you were going to pay, you're not. I mean, like, we don't know. The private conversations that Vic Fangio, Howie Roseman have about Jalen Carter. And again, someone called earlier and I think perceived that I was saying don't pay him altogether or don't keep him here. I just mean we watched last season, we watched the playoffs, and we decided collectively as a fan base, he's a $40 million year player. Guys, I haven't watched a $40 million year player this year in Jalen Carter, and perhaps Howie Roseman feels the same way. So if he's now decided, I'm not paying him that kind of money, that means he's got more money left over to fit Myles Garrett's salaries in. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's going on?
Happy Halloween, man.
Happy Halloween, man.
Let me tell you something, man. Bringing in Myles will be the best thing the Eagles could have ever
tell done. Him, Will. Tell him.
Let me just break it down. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will change your mind, right? Now, with him coming in, that's going to make the defense so much better. We already know that. But it's going to help the defense and offense. You know why? Because it's going to be more 3-and-outs. With more 3-and-outs, guess what that's doing? Wearing the defense down for the 3rd and 4th quarter. And that's where we're going to start to throw the numbers up even higher now. You think I'm saying?
Because now we're talking.
The wear and tear from the run, the wear and tear from a defense coming back on the field, and then he's going to be terrorizing that offense. So that means more picks, more sacks, and more turnovers, right? So my thing is this. We, in the 4th quarter, we're going to start dominating every team that we play because of that impact. Whether you see the vision yet or not, but that's what's going to wind up happening.
Do you
man.
See Will's because vision? Do you see it, Hugh?
You're going to start running the ball, pounding the ball, and then the defense is already, they keep going on and off the field, on and off the field, back on the field. You know what I'm saying? So that turnover ratio is going to play a big part in the game. The last thing I want to say, listen, Carter will learn from this guy. I think it needs to be some contract negotiations. Listen. Howie is a mastermind of contracts, man. Let him work his magic.
That's right.
And listen, man, you know what? I'm going to end it with this. Listen, the future is the future. We looking for right now. We do have a big chance of three-peating. We want to repeat if we get this guy. But three-peating with this guy.
Dynasty, Will. Say it. Dynasty.
There you go, baby. So
that would be nice.
Let's go ahead and bring him in, and let's win 2 more Super Bowls. Let's go, baby.
There you go, Will. Appreciate it.
At least 2.
That would be nice.
I mean, why not 3 more?
We're not giving up another yard. 2 years.
I don't get the feeling Hugh Douglas is as invested in the dynasty as we are.
No, I am. I'm just more invested in reality. And maybe that's probably where I'm missing the boat.
That's a problem.
You see how you dress today?
Yeah, look at you
come in here, I'm invested in it. I'm a higher frequency.
The reality talk falls on deaf ears.
You know what the irony is?
Here.
I picked today of all days to try to come in
to
and be
realistic.
Logical.
You did. And we laughed you in the building.
No, because I'm like full disclosure, full transparency. I came in this morning, and we're getting ready to do show prep, right? And, you know, I was at the Norfolk State, Delaware State game last night. And in the Miami game, Baltimore game was on. And I said, hey, guys, Miami put up a real good fight last night, huh? And y'all looked at me like, what are you talking about?
They got dragged. 28-6.
What are you talking about?
They're and firing so, their GM this morning. They stink.
And I said, well, wait a minute. They were driving at one point, and they scored, right? They was like, no, it was a penalty. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay.
Also, I like they were driving at one point. Yeah, most teams do that in most games.
Because, Tua threw a pass, and the dude, I saw him get into the end zone, and then you said, no, on that play, it was procedural penalty or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the Dolphins are a bad football team.
And I was like, they were hanging in there, weren't they?
Can we play? I haven't looked at the schedule. I can't do any more primetime Dolphins games. If you give me a standalone Dolphins game, I'm not watching anymore. Yeah, I want to, Hugh, I have a quote here I wanted to throw into the mix.
What you got?
Because you are, and I will agree to this.
Got the Bills next, dog.
They're getting dragged. You are being logical about this, right? And you're thinking big picture. But I got a quote for you. I remember reading this a couple years ago. Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers general manager,
yeah.
Right? Obviously really good at what he does. I would say Friedman and Howie, two of the best GMs in the history, or currently, and maybe in history. Andrew Friedman had a quote once that his was about free agency, but it was about logic, right? Logic and decisions they make. And his quote was, if you're always rational about every free agent, you will finish third on every free agent. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable, Hugh. Three first-round picks is uncomfortable. I get it. But you know what is comforting? Having Myles Garrett on your defense as you try to, again, I've heard Ike speak about this recently. The NFC's good. To get to the Super Bowl this year,
it's pretty tight.
The Eagles are going to have to win three. They have to play three really good teams, most likely, unless they get the bye.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about having to go through the Lions, the Rams, the Packers, back to back to back. I mean, think about the quarterbacks.
And
there.
The Rams are gunning for you.
Yes,
because you got them earlier this year.
Wouldn't you rather chase down Matthew Stafford with Myles Garrett in a playoff game?
I see your logic. I see your logic, but
the trip to Santa Clara, booking the rooms, going out there.
Going to the Mitchell Brothers Theater.
Yes.
To watch the porn.
What is that? What did I agree
to? The Mitchell Brothers Theater.
What is that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'm gonna get tickets.
I'm not sure we're going to.
Don't worry about it.
Now I got to look this up. Mitchell Brothers. What is
don't
this?
Worry about it. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, now I'm worried about it. Now I am worried about it.
I just want to go down. Like, certain things I just want to do just to see your face when we get there.
Well, I kind of heard what you said. I had to confirm what I heard there.
I just want
to. This is a family show.
I just want to videotape when we roll up to the doors. And Joe's like, what are we doing?
Where are we? I came here for a football week.
We're not going to go in, but it'll just be for the shock and awe. Because that's not how I get down, but it'll be for the shock and awe.
215-592-9490. We've got a lot to get to. We'll get to everyone's phone calls up here. Your take on this, would you trade three first-round picks for Myles Garrett? I would. I understand it's a lot, but this is a great player. It is an all-time player on a team trying to win back-to-back Super Bowls and become a dynasty. I am in. Hugh Douglas put on his logic cap and his wig today for Halloween, and he said no. All right, your phone calls and all this. Plus, we had a quick pivot and let you hear what Jason Kelce said yesterday regarding the Dave Dombrowski-Bryce Harper situation. I thought, of all the takes on the Harper-Dombrowski thing, hearing Jason's perspective, how he would have heard, and he kind of went back to a point in his career where he wasn't playing his best and how the organization handled that versus what they could have said, maybe didn't say. I thought it was really interesting. Jason Kelce, you'll hear from him next, what he said on the morning show about the Dombrowski-Harper situation, which, by the way, was a point of contention, the Harper stuff with Ike and Spike yesterday. It was good stuff on the afternoon show. We'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls on all this, 215-592-9494 on a Halloween Friday on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.